The international community has made a big push this year to meet the growing unmet demand for family planning in developing countries. UNFPA and the Guttmacher Institute earlier this year came out with new statistics showing that 222 million women in developing countries would like to use family planning but have no access to it. So that's one of the reasons why UNFPA has focused on family planning for this year's report. Another big reason is that the international community, in this case led by UNFPA, the government of the United Kingdom, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, organized a summit, a family planning summit in July that mobilized an unprecedented $2.6 billion to make family planning available to an additional 120 million women in developing countries by the year 2020. This report adds to that whole discussion this year about the need for family planning, its benefits, and what needs to be done to make it available to all those who want it.
Why is it that all those millions of women cannot access family planning?
There are many barriers to accessing family planning throughout the world, not just in the developing countries. Sometimes it's a matter of cost. Even if a contraceptive is very inexpensive by our standards, it may be out of reach for the very poor in developing countries. Sometimes there are social barriers. Sometimes there are community pressures. Sometimes there are logistical problems. It's not just about the availability of contraceptives. It's about barriers to accessing those contraceptives. And so this report makes the case that you have to do a lot on many fronts to make family planning available to all those who want it.
As the theme says, family planning is a human right. What exactly does that mean? What are the implications of that?
Well, 179 governments have agreed that the individual has the right to decide freely and responsibly how many children to have and when to have them. In addition to that, there are various international conventions, resolutions, and so forth that reinforce that right. The Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, for example, explicitly states that women have a right to access family planning. So when we talk about the right to family planning, it's important because it says that, again, it's not just about making family planning available to people. You have to tear down these other barriers that we just talked about to actually enable people to exercise their right to family planning. And when people are able to exercise their right to family planning, there are many rewards at the household level, at the individual level. Girls can finish school if they don't get pregnant. Households have higher incomes. Women are healthier. The children of couples who use family planning are healthier. And it has a ripple effect on development in general. The studies show that family planning makes a difference. It improves people's lives. There's a demand for it. People have a right to access it. Now we have to get together and actually make sure that people are able to exercise that right.
But so many governments don't allow free access to family planning. How can we encourage them to do that?
Well, I disagree. I think that there's a consensus, an international consensus, that people should have access to family planning. I think often what is the problem is that maybe there aren't enough resources available to fund family planning, or family planning in some countries is funded entirely by donor resources. And so if the donors shift their priorities, then the funding for family planning might be cut off. In many, many places, there's at least one form of family planning that might be available just about anywhere. But a good family planning program is one that offers you a range of options so that you can choose the method that works best for you and is best adaptable to your individual circumstances and meets your needs. If that particular method is not available to you, you may choose not to use family planning. So it's really a complex issue. And again, I keep saying that it's not just about making contraceptives available, because there are contraceptives available in most places. It's just that for a variety of reasons, people can't access them.
Is there anything you'd like to add about the State of the World Population Report 2012?
I just want to emphasize that this is about voluntary family planning, and it's about women's own desire to have family planning. And the research shows time and time again that family planning bolsters development, and development that incorporates family planning into it seems to have a multiplier effect. So I think now the evidence is indisputable that family planning is a good thing, but there are still hundreds of millions of women who want access to family planning who don't have access to it. And I think this report is calling on all of us to redouble our efforts to get family planning to everybody who needs it.